We've seen a recent uptick of graffiti cases here in Garden City on abandoned or business buildings across the city. It's not in necessarily one particular area, but we've seen an uptick over the last few months with it. I don't know if it's because people are bored because of the COVID-19 stuff or not, or it could be the warmer weather, because it seems like every year about warmer weather time we see a trend towards an uptick in it.
And is this, what is graffiti related to? Like you said, is it boredom? Is it gang related?
Some of it's gang related. Some of it is not. And graffiti could be anything as far as on a restroom stall, somebody writes something in a magic marker, all the way up to a billboard painted on the side of the building that is not wanted. It's criminal damage, basically, with graffiti or with paint or marker. So it can be a matter of anything. Sometimes the reason why it's done, especially in gang-type graffiti, is to advertise or claim territory, which is important to the police department, because sometimes there's information that's contained in that graffiti, whether it be, different pictures and things like that, or messages that we've seen over the years written in the gang graffiti, that can help us to understand that there may be a problem between certain people, or all kinds of things can come out of it. So that's important that the police department gets notified of those things, even if the property owner wants to paint over it. As soon as we're there, we would like to have the chance to look at the crime scene. Whether it's a 1-inch by 1-inch area, it's a crime scene. Mm-hmm. And there may be some piece of evidence that would lead us to learn who did that and who's responsible for it, and be able to bring them to justice. As far as the removal of it, as I said before, it's an advertisement piece or claiming of territory, and we don't want anybody to be able to claim territory on somebody else's property. That's the property owner's property, and it should be removed. Further, it's in city ordinance that says it has to be removed. Unfortunately, the property owner's responsible for the removal of the graffiti, and per city ordinance, once the city notifies the property owner of graffiti, the property owner has 7 days to remove that graffiti. That's not to re-victimize the victim, but it's to remove the advertisement and the territorial markings. In that letter from the city, there's options that are given to the property owner. And if you receive one, you could read it, and there's a few options that you could do. Further, the city has ordinances that allow the city to remove graffiti if it's visible from a public way. Say, if you're walking past this building and you can see graffiti on the side of it, the city can come in and remove that immediately, depending on the nature of it. So that way there's not vulgar things on the side of your building forever, and they can take care of it and make the city look nice. The last thing I want to talk about is the, if you go into Home Depot to buy a can of spray paint to do a yard project or something, usually you have to wait for somebody to come unlock a cage. And if you don't know the reasoning behind it, that can be annoying. But the reasoning behind that is to limit access to spray paint material that, the wrong people can get a hold of for the wrong reasons, such as doing graffiti. Mm-hmm. The city ordinance says that if spray paint can't be kept in an area in a retail business where it's commonly seen by employees and monitored or surveillance cameras, then it has to be locked up or stored so general public has to have the assistance of an employee to buy it. And further, you have to be 18 to buy a can of spray paint in Garden City. That's done to, like I said, limit access to the material that they use to do graffiti. So, you know, if you see graffiti in Garden City, you can dial 276-1300 and report it. We also have tip 411 that's available. That graffiti is an item that we can accept a report by tip 411. Tip 411 is an anonymous online system. So if you don't want your name involved, you can report it there. And finally, text to 911 is an option.